Hello, everybody. I'm Bastian Baker, and you're listening to Radio SVH.
Hello, Bastian. As I know, your childhood dream was to become a professional hockey player. Is it so?
Yeah, exactly. I played for a couple of years. My dad was a professional hockey player, too. And it's been my dream for a couple of years. It's always a sport that I like to watch. I like to watch the NHL. I like to watch the World Championships, where Latvia is always playing against Switzerland. So, it's a great sport.
How has it happened that you become a musician?
Well, I started playing when I was a kid. I started guitar when I was 7, and I started singing. I was in a choir. I've always been founding bands and playing in bars, weddings, parties. And I had a chance 5 years ago to meet a producer that actually really believed in my music, and that helped me to start in this industry. First in Switzerland, and then now we're playing almost all over the world, so we're really happy about that.
But wasn't your father upset for such a choice?
Not at all. I mean, he's a very easygoing guy. We've always had a great relationship together, and he understood my choice. So he's now very happy when he can come to the concert and stay in the VIP area.
Yeah, that's cool for parents, right? So how do you think, what's the best advice you have ever been given?
Best advice I've ever been given was from the founder member of Montreux Jazz Festival. His name was Claude Knops. He died 2 years ago, unfortunately. But he said, don't go too fast. And I think this is something really, really wise. I mean, because when it starts to happen, you can probably lose your head with everything that's happening around you. And when you think like this, don't go too fast. You just stay humble and keep working, probably.
This is the second day at Eurosonic for you. This is the first day. You have just arrived. What are your expectations about Eurosonic?
It's a great discovery festival. All the professionals from the music industry in Europe are here. I have my album coming out next April in Europe, so it's a great chance for us to meet partners, bookers, labels, invite them to our show, show them that we are a good folk band, and live is our thing. So I think I never have high expectations, so I'm not disappointed. So I think we'll just see. We'll do our best and just play as we're used to, and it's going to be fun.
You were a coach in the third season of The Voice of Belgium.
Yes, that's correct.
Is it harder to sing by yourself or to teach, to help somebody?
I took that experience as a great chance. First, because as a producer, it was also very interesting for me, because you have to choose the talents, and then you got to deal with everything, like how it's going to look on TV, how it's going to sound on TV, what dance you're going to put around the singer, how you're going to arrange the song, what key, what structure and stuff. So it was a very, very complete experience for me. I still prefer singing than teaching, probably. But it was a great start, and especially in Belgium, where there are very nice people. And the TV show was very well produced, very easygoing. Nothing to do with a big production that would, like, you know, tell you to say this or say that. We were very, very free in our roles as coach. And so I really, really enjoyed.
What are your own idols in music?
I have many. I have many artists I really like. I discover some new every day. But obviously, one of my first love was Queen. Queen has been my first love. It's a great band with an amazing singer. We haven't found the new Freddie Mercury so far. It's amazing how unique he sounded. And, you know, those bands my parents used to listen when I was a kid, you know, Simon and Garfunkel, those things. Nowadays, I really like Mumford & Sons. Bands like this, yeah, are my favorites, yeah.
You have also taken a part in the dance show. Are you a good dancer?
I'm terrible. Honestly, I'm terrible. I'm glad I did it, because now I know some good moves to party and dance. But honestly, I was a hockey player, so can you imagine how bad I am at dancing? That's it.
You are from Switzerland. How would you describe the music scene in Switzerland?
Well, it's getting better and better. I remember from that time when I was at school, when I was a kid, and Swiss music was considered, like, you know, it was not in. It was considered like shit, basically. And I think young generation is starting to change that, because many, many more artists sing now in English, are trying to play abroad. There's an audience also now for Swiss bands. I have many friends that are starting bands and doing small shows, and so I would just say it's getting better and better. I'm very lucky that I have such an amazing audience in Switzerland, and we play so many shows and festivals. Yeah, I think Swiss people are starting to be proud of Swiss artists, which wasn't always so. So I think it's a great change.
Then name three reasons to visit Switzerland.
Oh my God, just well, those three words. I mean, Switzerland is probably, you know, I've been all around the world, and I'm not pretending when I say that, but literally we've been traveling so much. Every time I come back to Switzerland, I realize how it's the most beautiful country in the world. It's literally so beautiful. The people are kind. The quality of living is exceptional. I'm in love with my country. Honestly, I could talk about Switzerland for hours, but those could be the three reasons. First, come over because we have fresh air, beautiful mountains, beautiful lakes. So if you want to cool down a little, Switzerland is the best place for that.
Who would you take on a date on space? And why?
Wow, going into space is being lost for a while. I'd probably be a girl. I got some man needs. But I'm not sure. I'd have to do many, many tests before I decide myself.
Have you been in Latvia before?
I've never ever been to Latvia, and this is a regret so far. I wish to come someday and play a concert there. I'm sure we'll find a way. To everybody listening to us right now, this is an invitation. I'm free, I think, end of the year, so if you want to book me, it's fun music. We're going to have a cool party. I'm in charge of the after party if you guys want.
Yeah, if you want to book Bastian Becker, then just book, right?
That's it.
Okay, thank you very much, and I hope that one day we will see you in Latvia.
Thank you very much. Baldies.